Hello, welcome to OU Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Lamed Zayin. Perek Lamed Zayin is alphabetically arranged, actually following every other verse, follows the sequence of the Aleph Beis, and it is a sequel and a continuation to the preceding chapter, which we learned yesterday. The preceding chapter, Perek Lamed Zayin, contrasted the behavior and the outlook of the wicked to that of the behavior and the outlook of the righteous. In this capital, the Artscroll Tehillim tells us, one is cautioned not to be dazzled by the external trappings of prosperity, which the wicked often obtain. Most people find such wealth very alluring. And so King David reiterates his message several times in this chapter. Perek Lamed Zayin is a lengthier chapter. It is 40 psukim long. It has mem psukim. We will not be going through every pasuk, but let us begin together. So the capitul begins, Perek Lamed Zayin, pasuk aleph. L'David, to David, al tischar b'mereim, do not compete with the evildoers. Al tekane b'ose avla, be not envious of the doers of injustice. On this pasuk, Rashi says, al tischar b'mereim, do not compete with the evildoers. Mochiach es Yisraelu, this is an admonishment, a tochacha, a rebuke to Israel. King David is warning us, mochiach es Yisraelu, he is admonishing us, shelo yischaru b'hatzachas ha'mereim, we should not compete with the success of the evildoers. La'asot kema'aseihem, we have to be very careful. We should not look at the evildoers and see what we perceive as their success and want to compete with them. La'asot kema'aseihem, to act as they act, says Rashi in interpreting this verse. Pasuk Beis, ki chechatzir mehera yimalu, like grass, they will swiftly be cut down. Uchiyarak desha yibolun, and like green vegetation, they will swiftly wither. So even though we see that the wicked seem to be successful and to prosper, King David reminds us that this is not true. Like grass and green vegetation, they will ultimately wither. What shall a man do to be successful in life? Pasuk Gimel, b'tach b'Hashem v'aseitov, have bitachon, have trust in God, and do good. Shechon eretz ure'ei emunah, dwell in the land and nourish yourself with emuna, with faithfulness. And Rashi says on this pasuk gimel, v'tach b'Hashem, v'al tomer, and you should not say, im lo egzol v'egnov, if I do not rob and steal, v'etein la'ani, and I must give charity to the poor, b'ma et parnes. A person might think to themselves, well, the Torah does not permit me l'egzol v'egnov, to rob and to steal. Furthermore, the Torah commands that I give charity to the poor, b'ma et parnes, where will my parnasa, where will my life livelihood come from? Rashi continues, va'asei tov, quoting the pasuk, you should do good. If you do good, va'az tishkon eretz le'orechamim, do not worry, do not be afraid of your parnasa. B'ma et parnes, if you do good, you will dwell in the land for length of days. Ure'ei amuna, the pasuk ends by saying, a pasuk gimel, and graze and live with faith. Do not worry, Rashi explains, tochal v'tit parnes, God will surely grant you sustenance. You will eat, and you will gain a livelihood, mischar ha'amuna, in the reward of your amuna, and the reward of your faith in God, Hashem will provide for you, sheha amanta b'kosh baruch hu, because you believed in the Ribono shel Olam, in the Almighty God, l'smoch alav v'la'aso tov. This is Rashi to Pasuk Gimel. You had amuna, you had faith in God, in order to rely upon him, l'smoch alav v'la'aso tov. So we should never think that dishonest measures or ways that are contrary to Torah will bring us success. Adarabba, just the opposite, Pasuk Gimel, he who has bitachon in Hashem, and he who has amuna in Hashem, will be the one who will prosper. Pasuk Dalet, v'hit aneg al Hashem, you should have oneg, you should have delight in God, v'yitei necham mishalot libecha, and it is God who will grant you the desires of your heart. Rashi says, "V'hit aneg al Hashem, hit aneg b'taf nukim." Indulge yourselves with luxuries, but which luxuries? Says Rashi, "Al mishanto shel kolish baruch hu." Indulge yourself with the luxuries that come from the staff of the Almighty. When we rely upon the staff of God, we will certainly be blessed with abundant luxuries. Pasuk Hey, Gal al Hashem darkecha, Commit your ways to Hashem. Ubetach alav. Once again, in Pasuk Hey, David reminds us to have bitachon and trust upon Him. V'hu ya'ase, and He will do for you. Rashi says, Gol al Hashem darkecha. Roll your way upon God. Galgel alav kol tzarkecha. Roll upon Him all of your needs. Tell Hashem whatever you need. Do not think that Geneva and Gezer, Rashi says, will bring us success when you see the wicked prospering. No, it will never be. We must roll upon God our troubles. We must trust upon Him. Pasuk Vav, V'hotzi ka'ar tzidkecha u'mishpatecha katzaharayim. He will reveal your righteousness like a light, or, and your justice like the high noon. Pasuk Zayin, Dom la Hashem, Dom dalet mem is the root word for silence. Dom la Hashem v'hitcholala, be silent as you wait for the salvation of Hashem. V'hitcholala, wait longingly for Him. Al titchar b'matzliach darko, do not compete with the one who seems to prosper externally. Be'ish ose mizimos, with the man who executes malicious plans, though it may appear to be that such a person is successful. Truthfully, the one who waits in silence for the salvation of God will always see true success. Rashi says, Dom la Hashem, wait silently for God, hamtein li Yeshuato. Wait for His Yeshua. Wait for His salvation. Furthermore, Rashi quotes Menachem, who he often quotes in his Perush to Chumash as well. Menachem Chibro. How did Menachem classify the word Dom? Lashon Dimama. An expression of silence. Kimo, says Rashi, Vayidom Aaron. When Aaron's two sons were taken from him in Parsha Shmini. In Sefer Vayikra, what was Aaron's reaction? Silence. Here David HaMelech says, we must be silent in the face of divine justice. We must be silent as we wait for the salvation of God. We shall not look to the wicked, to the evildoers, and think that their way is one of success for emulation. We have gone through the first seven verses of this perek with Rashi. The perek continues. Again, I mentioned it's a very lengthy perek, 40 pesukim long. Amongst other things, King David says, the humble shall inherit the earth and delight in abundant peace. But God laughs at the wicked one, for He has seen that his day approaches. Their sword will pierce their own heart. The wicked, their wickedness will come back to them, and their bows will be broken. Furthermore, Pasukhav, hey, Na'ar Hayisi Gam Zakanti, Velora Isi Tzadik Ne'ezav, Na'ar Hayisi. I was a youth, I was young. Gamza Kanti, I was aged, but I have never seen a righteous man forsaken, Vizaru Mavakash Lachem, nor have I seen the seed of a righteous man, the progeny of a righteous man, begging for bread. Sur Meira, turn away from bad. Va'asei Tov, and do good, Ushechon La'olam, so that you may dwell forever, because God loves righteousness, He loves justice. He will not abandon His pious ones. He will guard them forever. However, the seed, the progeny of the wicked will be cut down. So 40 Pesukim, King David is reminding us and admonishing us, we must trust in the Almighty. We must have bitachon and amunah and Hashem. Only he who sticks to the proper path will ultimately be successful. And we should never be swayed by the external trappings and the external appearance of success of the wicked, because it is they who will ultimately be cut down. And how does David HaMelech end this kapitel? Teshuas tzadikim me'Hashem. The salvation of the righteous is from God. Ma'uzam be'etzara. Hashem is their might. Uzi, Hashem is my might in my time of distress. Vaya'azrim Hashem vayifalatim. Hashem helped them and caused them to escape. Yifaltim me'risha'im v'yoshi'im. He will cause them to escape from the wicked and save them. Kichasubo, because the righteous have taken refuge in the Almighty. And on Pasuk Gimel, Betach b'Hashem v'aseh tov, trust in God and do good. Shechon eretz u're'ei emuna, so that you may dwell in the land and nourish yourself with emuna. The pasuk begins with the word betach, like bitachon, trust, and ends with the word emuna, which we know as faith. In his commentary to Tehillim, Rav Sham Shemfal Hirsch writes on this pasuk, betach b'Hashem denotes that faith in God, which makes a person feel secure, because he is aware of God's presence and His loving care. And furthermore, that faith in God makes one entrust his fate entirely to God, even when outward support and protection seem to be absent. So he who feels secure in God, he who places his trust and faith in the loving care of God, always makes us feel supported, even if outward protection seems to be absent. Here, King David says, and I continue to quote Rav Shamshon Falhurst to Tehillim, unlike the Mireim, unlike the wicked ones, and the Osei Avla, the sinners whose roots lie in the earth, we must sink our roots in God, in He who, as His name implies, has the future in His hands. Unlike the wicked who trust in the earth, we must trust in the Almighty God. It is to Him alone that eternity belongs. Eternity can belong to you as well, King David says, if you are willing to be God's. Betach b'Hashem, says Rav Shamshon Falhurst, entrust your fate and the outcome of all of your endeavors and the outcome of all of your aspirations, entrust that to God. Betach b'Hashem v'aseh tov. What should our concern be? Your only concern should be to do good wherever you can, and as much as you can. If we have betachon and amunah in Hashem, then we will always strive, aseh tov, to do good wherever we can, as much as we can. Continues Rav Hirsch, do not concern yourself with the other men, and do not concern yourself whether they appreciate your aspirations or whether they mock them. Do not worry if men encourage your endeavors or inhibit them. All this should not trouble you, as long as you know what you are doing is good and finds favor in the eyes of God. Betach b'Hashem v'aseh tov. Have trust in God and do good. Shechon eretz, you will dwell on the earth. Ure'eh emunah, and you will nourish with faith. And here we have the essence of a Jew. It is to live with bitachon and emunah in the Ribono Shel Olam, come what may. And yes, it may seem like the wicked prosper, certainly. King David says, Pasuchov Dalid, Ki Yupol Lo Yutal, should he totter, the righteous will not be cast down. Hashem supports his hand, but when it comes to the wicked, they will be eternally cut off. Vizera Rishaim Nichwas. I'm quoting from the Art Scroll publication of Shar HaBitachon Misefer Chovos HaLevavos. It's a new sefer, Shar HaBitachon of the Chovos HaLevavos, that explains the difference between Bitachon and Amunah, because again, here we have, the Pasuk begins with Bitachon, Lamed Zayin Gimel, we're in Sefer Tehillim here, Lamed Zayin Gimel, begins with Bitachon and ends with Amunah. What is the difference between Bitachon and Amunah? I'm quoting from the introduction, the Pesicha to Shar HaBitachon of the Chovos HaLevavos, as published by Art Scroll. Amunah, faith, and Bitachon, trust, are closely related ideas, but Amunah is conceptual, whereas Bitachon is practical. A person with Amunah knows in his mind and believes in his heart. Hashem can provide for all his needs, but he has not necessarily applied that faith as long as it remains in the state of Amunah. A person with Bitachon, however, leads his life in accordance with the knowledge and belief that Hashem provides him. So Amunah is in theory, I believe in God. Bitachon is the way I live my life, proves I trust that God will provide for me. When facing a crisis, the person with true Bitachon will not resort to desperate measures to save himself, nor will he take steps that are unbefitting him, which is exactly what King David is talking about and admonishing us in this capitol. Rather, a person with bitachon will deal with the situation in a way that reflects his conviction that only Hashem can help him. The same applies with regard to the effort one invests in obtaining income, which is so much of the topic of this chapter of Tehillim, how we strive to acquire those things that we have. The Chovos HaLevavos explains in Shar HaBitachon, the person with bitachon will seek his income in ways that demonstrate his faith. He will ultimately receive no more and no less than Hashem has ordained for him, and he understands this. So why should he be dishonest? Remember Rashi said, a person should not say, I will steal and I will rob. A person should rather trust in God. The Ramban, in addressing the relationship between Amunah and Bitachon, explains that Bitachon is an outgrowth of Amunah. Amunah, faith, is like a tree, says the Ramban, Nachmanides. Bitachon, trust, is like the fruit that the tree produces. And so, one can have Amunah without Bitachon. But Bitachon, practical application of our trust in God, cannot exist without Amunah. Amunah is the tree, Bitachon is the fruit. We must recognize and believe Amunah, Hashem controls all events, and we must act, bitachon, even in moments of crisis and in periods of tranquility, with the knowledge that God can provide us with all. And therefore, King David reminds us, take your delight, your oneg in God, and it is He who will give you all of the desires of your heart. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Hashem lo ya'azvenu biyado. Hashem will not forsake the righteous to the hand of the wicked. V'lo yarshi enu b'hishvato. And He will not let him be condemned when he is judged. Pasuk Lamed Dalet, kaveh al Hashem. Ushmar darko, hope to God, and ushmar darko, and guard His path. I thank you for studying together with me, Lilui Nishmat Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef. I wish you a wonderful day.